5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, everybody.
Woo! Welcome back. It's Friday. It's our last day. I'm a little sad. Raise your hand if you already went running today. Okay. Are you ready to run with us? You're supposed to say yes. Yes. All right, let's stand up and sing. One tonight with your parents. So hopefully they'll get it. Here we go.
Thank you.
house. So, yeah, anywho. All right, so this next one, we sang it a little bit differently yesterday. So, yeah, there it is.
Should we practice what we're going to say?
There it is. Oh, should we practice? Okay.
All right.
All right, ready? Solo de Jesús.
La sangre. You guys got it. Yeah, I love it.
Boom. Here we go. We won't sing the whole thing in Spanish. Don't worry.
In training. You guys excited to be here today?
Yeah.
Yes. And this is the last day of VBS, but there's no need to be sad because this is going to be the best day. You guys are going to go out with a bang as we learn more and more about the one true God and how we can follow him. Okay, so you guys need to give it your all. Learn as much as you can because there is no tomorrow at VBS. Now, throughout the week, we have had a big contest between this side of the room and this side of the room as to which agents in training are the most ready, the most excited, and the most prepared to tackle the day. Now, are you guys wanting to do a final? It's 2-2, all to play for. You guys ready for this? Okay. We're going to start over here. Remember the rules. You yell as loud as you can and stop when I do this, okay? Two to two, all to play for, this side of the room. One, two, three. Yeah! Very, very good. All right, this side. One, two, three. Yeah! Wow, this side was amazing. You guys did good too, just a little short. But it's all great. You guys have done an amazing job. One day left. You guys have learned to crack codes and find fingerprints, examine all of the evidence to find out that the one true God is the only God, and we can know him through his son, Jesus Christ. And as you have collected all of the clues and cracked all the codes, we have also understood this week that we're not the only ones out here, are we? There's another group that has been searching for Miss X. They finally found her, but there's more going on, I think, than meets the eye. You guys wanna find out what's happened? Okay, well, let's be quiet and watch this conclusion, almost, to the skit.
I've had enough of your shenanigans. I will ask you once more before I resort to more cruel forms of torture. Where is the supercomputer? Where is that supercomputer?
Agent 27 of Control. Nothing more to add.
There's no way we're letting you answer that.
That's a mistake, Heinrich. You see, the chief calls me every morning to check and see how the mission is going. If I don't pick up that phone, he'll know something's gone horribly wrong.
You know what to do.
This is Agent 27 of Control.
Agent 27, is this really you?
Of course it is, Chief.
I will need you to provide the proper countersign before I continue.
Go ahead, Chief.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Fetch a pail of water?
How is the mission going, Zach?
Well, Chief, we've lost the supercomputer.
What? You mean you don't have the supercomputer?
That's right, Chief.
Zach, this is terrible news. Let me see if I can locate the supercomputer using the super secret supercomputer suitcase sonar detection device. It looks like the supercomputer is in the lost and found at the Hotel Royale.
The supercomputer is in the lost and found? Well, why didn't we think of that?
Yes, why didn't you, Zach?
Well, that's why you're the chief, Chief.
I need you to get down there immediately and secure the supercomputer before chaos does. The success of this mission is in your hands.
You can count on us, Chief.
Finally. Oh, thanks to your foolish chief. I now have the location of the supercomputer!
You'll never get away with this, Heinrich.
But do you think your chief will save you? He is hundreds of miles away in Washington, D.C. In a few short minutes, I will have that supercomputer in my hands, and chaos will be the most powerful force of evil in the world! Hurry! Let's go!
The lost and found. You find the suitcases. I have something to do.
Okay. Here we go.
Aprons.
Supercomputer.
Switch.
my suitcase. Oh, man, I missed you. Thank you so much for saving me from those bellboys. The way they demand tips, it's criminal.
Criminal is a good way of putting it.
What?
Go quickly. Chaos agents could be here any minute.
Okay.
Agent 39 to Agent 27. I've located the supercomputer. Give me your coordinates.
I'm here, 39.
Not so fast. I hereby claim this supercomputer in the name of Chaos.
Never. This supercomputer is going back to control.
Oh. Consider carefully, Agent. I've already captured Agent 27. It's 3-1. The odds are in my favor. Now, hand over that supercomputer! Oh, yes! Oh, let me see. Oh, you beautiful collection of circuits and semiconductors. This is my cue to leave. Unless, of course, you have any design just stopping me.
Just a ring for the bellboy.
Ring for the bellboy. The bellboy? Oh, but I am the bellboy. Well, I can't say this has been fun. Auf Wiedersehen.
It's Zach! Grab the supercomputer!
Right, 39.
Oh! Ah, my head finger!
We did it, Zach! We have the supercomputer!
Why is my hand stuck to the counter?
Because before you came in, I sprayed the counter down with an adhesive that's activated by the concierge bell.
Of course! The old bell-activated adhesive on the concierge counter trick!
Not so fast.
Chief!
Chief!
Good work, Agents 39, 27. You successfully secured the supercomputer from falling into the hands of Chaos.
But what are you doing here?
When I realized I wasn't talking to the one true Agent 27 on the phone a couple minutes ago, I knew something was up.
But
his impression of Agent 27 was perfect. How did you know?
You failed to give the proper countersign to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
He knows. His mother never sang him nursery rhymes.
But, Chief, how did you get here so fast?
This mission was terribly important, 39. I've never been very far away. I knew that at any moment you might need my help.
Well, once again, Heinrich and his cronies have been outwitted by control.
Bell activated adhesive. Why didn't I see that coming?
Ah, you're a clever man, Heinrich. It's a shame you never used your brains for good instead of evil. Better luck next time. A little help, 39?
Yeah.
Nope, not that hard.
Hey, Miss X, do you have that spatula?
All right, wow. Well, you might think that that is the end, but it is not. That is not the conclusion to the skit. If you come back tonight, you're going to find out what really happens to Agents 27 and 39, as well as those agents from Chaos. Make sure you come back with your parents. Well, agents in training, it is just about time for today's assignment, as you are here at the International Spy Academy training to be agents of Truth Force, agents for the one true God, and today you're going to learn more about that. But I also have a memo from my spy assistant that she just gave me, and it is this. Oh, she wants me to remind you to not forget the Missions Minded magazine made about our marvelous missionaries from Monterrey, Mexico. It's packed with a powerful punch of poignant and pretty pictures for you to peruse, as well as maybe lots of likenesses and landscapes and languages for you to learn. Okay, we call that in a super secret spy alliteration. But here it is. You can learn things like the, it says Mexican language there, also known as Spanish, where you can learn to say Jesus loves you in Spanish, Jesus te ama, probably Jesus te ama actually. And make sure that you get this when you leave today, okay? You're gonna learn all about our missionaries, more than you learned in our missionary spotlight this year. Okay, are you guys ready for the day?
Yeah.
Okay, remember, this is it. This is the last day, so give it your all. Learn as much as you can about the one true God. I'm gonna pray for us. We're gonna sing one more amazing song, and then we will be ready to go. All right, let's pray. Lord God, we are so thankful to be here. Thankful for your goodness and your grace and your mercy and your kindness towards us through giving your son. Pray that as we learn more about you today, that we would you would give us ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. All right,
amen.
Agents in training, stand
well,
up.
Well, it's great that we're singing good and gracious.
That's right.
See what I did there? Alliteration. Okay, never mind. All right. I'm here all day. All right, are you ready to sing? All right, you guys are going to be...
We're the good and graciouses.
And
yeah.
We're going to be the winning side. Here we go.
Good and gracious. Come on. Good and gracious.
Come on now. In everything
Let's
you
go.
Do.
Good and gracious. One more. Good
Last
and
time.
Gracious.
In everything you do.
Jesus.
singing until tonight.
Tonight.
Come back. Bring all your friends so they can see how awesome you guys are at singing all these songs and how cool you are. Are you ready to be cool? All right, let's stand up and sing some. We're gonna dig in, dig in, dig in. Another one that we've been doing this week. See what I'm doing there? Ooh.
Whoa, alright.
Yes, we have a winner. Let's do it.
Father, this was your plan from all time.
let's give the band a big round of applause. Fantastic job. Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. Wonderful. And come back this evening, and we're going to hear more amazing songs and be able to sing to the one true God. Now, agents in training, did you guys enjoy your day today?
Yeah!
I certainly did, and I've got to say, this is the best batch of agents in training that we have had here at the ISA in 6 years. You guys have done an amazing, amazing job. And I'm sure you enjoyed your time, but the big question on everybody's mind as we get started here is, do the boys or the girls have a better time? All right, so boys, on a count of three, I want to know how much fun you truly had today. One, two, three. Yeah! Very good, girls. I think you can take this one. One, two, three. Yeah! Girls are the winners! Well done. Very good. Excellent, excellent job. Now, I'm sure that if I took a poll, if I asked all of you the best part of VBS, I would get a variety of answers because it's all so amazing. But I have an idea of what I think would probably be the top of the list because you come back day after day because the games are so great. And they're amazing because we have had a VBS rec or games director here at VBS for I think over 15 years. It's been the same person. Can you believe that? Yeah. It's been amazing. And Saber Hunter, I need you to come up here for just a couple of minutes. Because this is Saber's last year helping with VBS as the rec leader. Next year, she's coming back as a teacher or something. I don't know. But we have a Rad Rec Ruler Trophy for her that Camille has put together along with some flowers. Big round of applause for Camille. Saber has done an amazing job for many years. All right, agents in training, last recap of what we learned. Today's mission was called Hot on the Trail. Hot on the Trail, as we kind of began to ask the question, how big should our love for Jesus be? How big should it be? Big. That's exactly right, because real and true agents pursue Jesus. They seek to follow the King and their Master because Jesus is Lord. Now, a couple of important things that we need to know first. Jesus loves us first. The Bible says that we can love because God loved us first. Now, what did God do that proves to us that He loves us? That's right. He sent Jesus to us. The Bible says that God shows His love in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We don't have to start being good boys and girls to earn our salvation. No, while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. And that means that if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, Jesus can change your heart and you can begin to follow Him. You can be hot on the trail of following the God of all creation, the one true God. And so you should love Jesus more and more every day. Your love for Jesus should be more as agents today than it was yesterday, and bigger tomorrow than it was today as you grow. Now, how do we grow in our love for Jesus? How do we do that? Well, we open up God's Word and we read His Word. We can pray and we can ask the Lord to help us know Him more. Because the more we know about the one true God, the more we are going to love Him. Now, this is your last test, your last cipher test, okay? So I want you guys to put on your thinking caps because this one is a little tough, okay? Here it is. What, can you guys crack this code? What does it say? What is it? Brain. Oh, wait. Heart, Soul, like a sole of a shoe. Brain, no, we're going to say mind and arm. Strength. Okay, oh, let's see. Let's see. You're right. The answer is heart, mind, heart, soul, mind, and strength. And this is a good question. Are you staying hot on the trail and loving God with everything you've got? And of course, that's what our memory verse is. That as true agents of, if you have put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ, you are an agent of the one true God, and you should begin to love the Lord your God with all of your heart and your soul and your mind and your strength. Okay? Now, so if we gather all of the evidence that we have learned this week, there is one true God. God is unique in that he is three in one. He is awesome. He has amazing attributes and characteristics. There's no one like him. God sent Jesus to save sinners, and true agents follow Jesus. And we have learned that this week. We've also learned all about our missionaries who are here from Monterrey, Mexico. And did you know, like, we have had such an amazing week this week at VBS, but did you know that they do VBSs all over the world? In fact, last year at this time, there was a VBS in Monterrey, Mexico, and there's a video that I'm about to play so you can get a little bit of a taste of what it's like to do VBS in another country. Okay, here we go.
Hey!
Hola, amigos! I'm amazed how beautiful it sounds in the morning when you sang in Spanish. I'm amazed. So today is our last thing in Spanish to learn. Is one true God, okay? And it says in Spanish, un Dios verdadero. Can you say it with me? Un Dios verdadero. Again. Ooh. Good job.
One true God. And we follow him and we look around us, and even though we see difficulties and situations that come our way, we understand that, like you learned today, we must follow Jesus. And that is what we wanted to share with you this morning with that video, a little bit about how we do that training also in Monterrey with the children of Monterrey. And we got a team, we got some a beautiful team from Grace Community Church coming to our church last year, and they helped us, and they also brought so much passion and love for the children. So they were helping and strengthening our efforts to train
those agents, right? Agents in training in our church. Those little ones who want also to learn about Jesus, who understand the need that there is in their heart for loving God with everything we have. So the pictures that I'm showing you right now, the video that we just watched, this is just a brief summary of what happened last year, but we also want to share with you that, God willing, in 3 weeks, we will be doing a VBS for our children. So we want you to know this so that you can be praying for them. You can be praying for, remember we mentioned Elias, that boy that lost his father this year, and from Paola and Marisa, who also will be attending, and they don't have a mom in their house. So please be praying for them. You know now their names, and you also at least have some faces and an idea of these little children, these little ones, agents in training, who also want to serve the one true God. Un Dios verdadero. Un Dios verdadero. You see, there are some little ones there learning songs as well, because that's just a blessing to be able to sing to our God, but also to be singing to one another and reminding our friends about how wonderful and loving our God is. Thank you so much for being willing to learn Spanish, for singing so loud. I hear that we might be singing in Spanish tonight, so it will be a great opportunity to now teach your parents about how there's solo de Jesús la sangre, right? That's the line we're learning in Spanish. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you so much for your love, for your prayers, for understanding the need, and also for being so willing to keep learning words in Spanish. Please keep us in your prayers, and we'll still be here today and obviously tonight. So feel free to come, say hi, say hola, as you've been doing. And we would love to meet you as well as your parents. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Excellent job. I'll let you take this.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
What a blessing it was to hear all about the Izquierdos and their mission and their ministry there in Monterrey, Mexico. And, of course, you guys know all about what we are raising money for, what the Lord is helping us gather funds so that more and more people in Mexico can know about the one true God, that they must put their faith and hope and trust in Jesus Christ so that they can become agents of the one true God and born again believers. And so you guys have done a phenomenal job raising money. Would you like to know who won the contest today? I mean, you guys have any care about that at all? Okay, well, let's do the dot raise and see if that reveals anything about who is the winner today. Here they come, right back here. They're entering the race. Oh, there's a fourth one. And they're in trouble. Okay, wow. All right. We got a first and a second and a third. All right. This has been the most violent dot race that we've had in all of my years. I'm glad no one got hurt. Okay, drum roll for third place. Third place today, the final day, was first grade A. Yes! Excellent job! Second place with $1,134 was second grade B. Good job! And now, first place for the second day in a row is going to be the fifth grade girls. Wow. Excellent. All right. Let's give our dot racers a big round of applause. Okay. Now, the moment is here. The moment you've all been waiting for. How much money did we get? Well, would you like to know what today's total was? Yeah. Drum roll. Drum roll. Today's total was... Oh! You got to come back tonight to find out. So we don't know today's total. Do you want to know what the grand total was? What we got like all week? All right, drum roll. Let's go. Grand total is... Oh, you're going to have to come back tonight for that too. Which is going to make it fun. Okay, all right. Enough of that. Would you like to know if our Pink Panther got all the way to Mexico? All right, here we go. One, two, three. Oh, wait. You're going to have to come back tonight for that too. Bring your parents. Come back tonight and you'll find out all about it, whether we made our goal or not. Okay, boys and girls, agents in training, it is time. It is time to pray, and it is time to go back to your rooms. Last message. You guys are agents in training. In order to become agents, true agents of the one true God, you must put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ, as you learned this week, okay? And so that's my prayer for you. I'm going to pray for you right now. Then we're going to hear an amazing song, and then you guys can go back to your room. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this week. You are good and gracious, as we have sung. You have come to save us. Lord, I pray that you would reveal yourself to these kids, that you would change their heart, and that they would put their faith, hope, and trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good job, agents in training.
Amen. All right, let's stand up. All right, we'll see you tonight.